Connecticut man accused of murdering his wife dies 2 days after apparent suicide attempt. By Dave Collins for the Associated Press in Hartford, Connecticut. A man charged with murdering his missing wife amid a contentious divorce case died Thursday, his lawyer said. Fotis Doulos, 52, had been hospitalized since Tuesday when he was found at his home in Farmington, Connecticut, following an apparent suicide attempt. It's been a truly horrific day for the family, filled with difficult decisions, medical tests, and meeting the requirements to determine death, attorney Norm Pattis said. To those who contend that Mr. Doulos' death reflects a consciousness of guilt, we say no, he added. Doulos, a luxury home builder originally from Greece, was accused of killing Jennifer Doulos, who hasn't been seen since she dropped their 5 children off at school in May. Her body hasn't been found despite extensive searches. Fotis Doulos had denied any role in her disappearance. The children, who ranged in age from 8 to 13 when their mother vanished, are in the custody of their maternal grandmother in New York City. Doulos insisted he was innocent in a note found near him, according to a court motion filed by his lawyers Thursday. Police officers recovered a note in which Doulos, quote, declared his innocence of the infamous and heinous crimes that the state has accused him of and claimed his lawyers have the evidence to prove it. His lawyers wrote in the filing, asking a judge to order the state to preserve the note and other evidence found at the home. On the day Fotis Doulos was found stricken, he had been facing an emergency bond hearing where he could have been sent back to jail. The company that originally posted the $6 million bond had learned that 2 properties offered as collateral were subject to foreclosure and a 3rd was overvalued. Police officers who went to check on Doulos because he was late for the hearing saw through a garage window that he was in medical distress. Emergency responders forced their way into the garage and medics performed CPR for about 30 minutes and he was taken to a hospital by ambulance after a pulse was discovered, Farmington police said Thursday. A lawyer for Doulos and others initially said he died before saying a pulse had been found. Doulos was eventually transferred to the Jacoby Medical Center in New York City for treatment. Fotis Doulos had been arrested January 7th on murder and kidnapping charges, capping a lengthy investigation in which he emerged early as the primary suspect. Warrants released last summer, when Doulos was charged initially with evidence tampering and hindering prosecution, said that he and a girlfriend were seen on video surveillance driving in Hartford around the time Jennifer Doulos was reported missing. The man was seen tossing garbage bags into more than 30 trash bins in the area that were later determined to have items with Jennifer Doulos' blood on them. Items in the garbage bags included clothing belonging to Jennifer Doulos and plastic zip ties that later tested positive for her DNA. In filings in the 2-year divorce proceedings, Jennifer Doulos said she was worried for her safety and that of the couple's children. In the arrest warrants, police suggested a possible financial motive, saying Fotis Doulos was $7 million in debt and would have had some access to the children's trust funds if Jennifer Doulos died. Fotis Doulos denied that allegation. Police allege Fotis Doulos lay in wait at Jennifer Doulos' home for her to return after dropping the children off. Authorities say Fotis Doulos attacked the woman in her garage, leaving behind a bloody crime scene, and drove off with her body. Doulos had pleaded not guilty to the charges. Pattis said the defense team will continue to seek to clear his name. We intend to proceed on as if he were alive to vindicate him, Pattis said. Fotis Doulos' former girlfriend, Michelle Traconis, and his friend, attorney Kent Mawiny, are both charged with conspiracy to commit murder. Police said they helped Fotis Doulos try to cover up the killing, including by creating bogus alibis.